Hello, and thank you for pressing play on the latest edition of We Are Soccer Central, bringing the world's game right back here to your backyard. My name is Robert Kerr, host of the program once again. I'm very happy to be with you, and thank you for tuning in once again. Fun week of footy here locally this week. Matchup that seems to come around about once a year nowadays in the Open Cup. But Detroit City FC hosting Michigan Stars in the oldest domestic competition in the United States. And it was a late dramatic winner from Starman Maxi Rodriguez of Detroit City FC in injury time. I believe it was the 93rd minute, a moment of quality through ball through the middle from the back. Maxi Rodriguez only needed one touch to slot it in past the impressive Makruva, the Michigan Stars goalkeeper. Always impressive is the Stars goalie, but that brought the smoke, darkness, and smell that often comes along with the City versus Stars matchup. On the We Are Soccer Michigan social media, you can find clips of that game as well as our coverage of the high school games, collegiate games, and it is your source, your central location for all things soccer, whether you're a coach, a supporter, or a player. We are soccer. And this program, We Are Soccer Central, trying to bring all the perspectives and, you know, bring a voice to the various players and characters and leading voices of the game, especially here locally, but expanding beyond the borders to stories that span across the United States. This week on the program, we have Zuhair Issa, the co-founder of LK St. Clair, a community club in Macomb County, just northeast of Detroit. And they are the first operator in Michigan of MLS Go, a program initiative set up by Major League Soccer to find their way into the youth realm. And this is a recreational youth program. And LK St. Clair is the first operator here in the Great Lakes State. So without further ado, here is LK St. Clair's co-founder Zuhair Issa talking MLS Go here on We Are Soccer Central. Welcome in next segment here on We Are Soccer Central. Excited to learn more about MLS Go. MLS Major League Soccer is dipping into the recreational youth world. And to learn more about it, club in the Metro Detroit area that is the first to bring the program on board, LK St. Clair. And I've got an old friend of the program, the co-founder and the director of operations at LK St. Clair, Mr. Zuhair Issa. Welcome to We Are Soccer Central, sir.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
I'm doing quite well, so I guess we'll just jump straight into it. What is MLS Go, and why have you brought it into LK St. Clair?
Yeah, great. Well, first off, thanks for having us on, right? Of course, I'm familiar with the show, but it's glad to be back. And talking to you all once more. But yeah, so some exciting developments coming out of our club and some news coming up. MLS Go, if you've heard it regionally, they started a little bit ago, but were recent to Michigan. So their expansion into Michigan has begun. And we are lucky enough to be amongst the first clubs in Michigan to take on a role as an MLS Go operator. So essentially what MLS's goal is, or MLS's goal is to provide that recreational play for kids looking to be introduced to the sport of soccer, right, at a recreational level while also maintaining that high quality professional environment and safe space that kids can play soccer in. So really, that's the main focus that we felt really aligned with our goals at LK St. Clair, is creating that safe space while maintaining a high quality program and allowing kids to be introduced to soccer in a fun, safe environment. So it's really cool. All the kids in our program will wear MLS branded uniforms. So MLS partners with us to get those kids uniforms and balls, and they help us out in any sort of coaching training, making sure we're all ready to rock as we get our league undergo. So it's really cool opportunity for us, and we're really excited to take on our first league in MLS Go.
To better understand what all MLS Go entails, is it a summer program? Is it almost like a camp during off season of school? Is it like a full season? Kind of describe what the nuts and the bolts of the program, please.
Yeah, good question. So, with MLS Go, it really revolves around the league operator. So it's not necessarily specific to a season or a time of day or a type of program, right? There are programs across the country who are running a variety of MLS Go style programs. It's really central around leagues. So ours will be a summer league. So that's where our focus in MLS Go can be found, is in the summer leagues for now. But we will look to transition it into, winter leagues and so on. But that being said, again, they've been super flexible, and around the region you may even see like other styles of leagues, not necessarily just summer. So it's for ages from 4 to 14. So those are the age demographics that they're looking to operate within. And that's kind of the setup. Really, a lot of the flexibility goes towards the operator. We do receive like an MLS team that does work with us as well as clubs within our region to help us not only operate our leagues, but to build our growth, coach our coaches, and make sure that we're providing that safe space to play.
Interesting. So from what I'm hearing is your pre-existing staff at LK St. Clair receives training from MLS like headquarters, or I guess like do they send you like handouts or videos, or I guess how does the training work?
Yeah, so they utilize a variety of coaching resources. So all of the coaches that are within our program need to have that background check and that safe sport component already. So we're incorporating that into our MLS Go platform. So as a league operator, right, we have access to their coaching resources. So this includes things like drills, other sorts of coaching education, whether it be emotional, social, or actually playing the game, right? So they grant us all those access to those resources, as well as training on officiating. So they give us those variety of different resources in terms of like active in-person sessions. I'm not sure if we've heard anything quite yet, but we do receive resources in terms of like coaching our coaches and guidelines that our coaches need to follow as well.
I see. So it's a way to like kind of elevate your own staff and then provide an extra program that you may not have already at your club.
Yeah, it's a really cool opportunity, right? So I think with this improvement in recreation, and we definitely see it as that big stride forward, right? When you're thinking about standardizing recreational soccer, I think this is a really nice way to move towards that, because being an MLS Go operator, right, it's a lot of hands-off work from MLS Go. They're really there to support you and help you through your process of growing your league, while also keeping it towards and keeping that character and background of our club. So we got to keep everything that means, so much to us and what we've built LK St. Clair to become, but also utilizing what they have to elevate that, kind of similar to what you said, build on what we already have, which has been pretty cool.
And then, so it's kind of a league-based thing. So in St. Clair, is there a good amount of participation from the youth in the soccer world then?
Yeah, so we've been going, this will be our second summer league. We've been running futsal. Last year, our futsal and summer league were a really big hit. So we're hoping to keep that growing. We've had over 300 participants last year in our summer league. I believe we topped out around 100 players, and then an hour or 150, something like that. And then in our futsal league, we had a similar number. So our growth is, hopefully staying exponential, but we're seeing a lot of interest in it, and it's a lot of fun, kind of bringing this intro to sports, to communities where maybe they may not have had access to soccer in the past.
And I gotta ask, was this partnership something that you guys at LK St. Clair, sought out, reached out to them, or did MLS go kind of find your club and find that you were a fit for what their programming is? Or I guess how did the partnership come together?
Yeah, good question. It was kind of a attack from both ends, right? So we heard about MLS Go. We heard about this service, right, that was coming to Michigan, and we were curious, right? A bit skeptical, admittedly. When we first heard MLS Go, it's like, okay, what is the goal? What is the outcome that is looking to be achieved? And so we were really interested in so see, is this something that will help us? How does this affect Michigan, right? Because it's coming here. Now, how do we play into it, right? So we did our research. We ended up knowing some of the people within MLS Go, started having those conversations. They seem to like what we're doing, and we really like their approach to it. So it's kind of coming from both ends, which has been pretty cool.
Yeah, is this a service that the club has to pay for to have the branding and the service, or I guess how does that all work?
Yeah, so that's probably one of the things that really drew us in is there's no upfront cost, right? So essentially the price that you're paying is towards the jerseys and whatnot. So once you're approved to be an operator, you do have a sort of licensing fee per athlete for the program. So that includes the jersey, shorts, socks per player, and then we have a certain amount of soccer balls that they get per team. So with that, the season typically runs around, 8 to 10 weeks. So ours follows that model as well. So you get all of those things with that licensing fee. And that's something that is already included or would have been included for families regardless. And so it wasn't much of a jump, right? It kind of was a make sense thing or a thing that really lined up perfectly for us.
That's very encouraging that it's something that will enhance a community club and the recreational youth players, which don't always get a lot of resources and attention. It sounds like they'll be directed towards them here in your program. I'm curious to ask, you said MLS branded shirts. I was curious, with no MLS team in town, what clubs are they in the theme of that the kids are going to wear?
Yeah, that was the one sad part, right? So if you're in an MLS city, so those listening, if you are in an MLS city, your participants do get tickets to their MLS team in their city, so included within their fee. So that would be a pretty cool thing that we wish we could have offered, but right, we don't have an MLS team, so we are not able to offer that. So essentially, it's a variety, right? We can pick the team, so. The idea is to create those lifelong fanships, right? And especially with not having a team in Michigan, we'll kind of see where we're at and see who people want to be. But we can really choose from any team across the country, and they'll all be different teams, right? So you may have 1 week Philadelphia Union playing the Seattle Sounders, and it'll be team A and B kind of thing.
Okay, so the teams within the league, kind of get delegated one kind of kit or another.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, similar to if you've ever seen, I think it's NBA Juniors or NFL Flag, they have something similar.
Yeah, that could really have an impact on what teams each kid gets, because I remember going to a soccer camp back when I was a little kid, and it was during the World Cup. We didn't even get kits or anything, but we got delegated teams. And I remember our like five-a-side team at the soccer camp was Cameroon. And I kind of had a soft spot for the Cameroon national team ever since then.
Yeah, I think that's really the goal, right? I mean, especially with the World Cup around the corner, you can definitely see a big push for MLS viewership, and I think that's a big part of it, right? So it's kind of Tackling two things at once, right? Recreational play, providing that next level of recreation, mainstreaming it, allowing to have a set standard that people and clubs can follow so that kids are able to have a uniform access to the sport. And on the flip side of that, right? These kids are now wearing jerseys. They're seeing Seattle Sounders. They're seeing Chicago Fire. They're wondering, who are these clubs? Where are they from? Who plays on this team? And then the next thing you know, they're, a 27-year-old man like myself, and they have a team that they follow that they never go see. Well, or maybe they do see. My favorite team's in England, so it's very hard for me to go. But maybe they'll choose one a bit closer.
So we've established second year of a summer league, and then obviously being elevated as a MLS Go operator, so the program will look different, and your existing staff at LK St. Clair will receive education and obviously help the program and help themselves. And there's obviously the hearts and minds component for Major League Soccer, but LK St. Clair itself, as a community organization and a community club, I know you guys, kind of do things your own way, and you're one of the co-founders of it. So for the folks who aren't familiar with LK St. Clair, what all does it embody? What services and programs do you have at the club outside of the one we've been speaking about?
Yeah, no, really good point. So, LK St. Clair was an idea that was started in 2017. Originally, it was an idea for high school athletes to continue playing the sport who didn't necessarily move on to college for whatever reason. So, whether they just didn't want to play college ball, or maybe they didn't quite make the college ball level, they just want to continue. So, that was our original idea. As we kind of migrated into having these camps and set teams and stuff like that, we tried out a couple kids programs where we had youth, and we realized that was really the direction that we wanted to go. So since then, that has really been our mission. We found our passion in servicing youth in Macomb County. In the future, we'd love to extend that reach, but as of right now, we are in Macomb County with our main mission to service low income and underserved populations in areas within Macomb County to provide them with a high level of recreation. So that it not only extends to soccer, but we also have done floor hockey, basketball, bowling. What else have we done? Volleyball. So we've done an array of sports. We are looking to condense that as we move forward, just based on success, but we're really all about the sports sampling model, having kids try out sports that maybe they didn't have the opportunity to try out originally. So we're definitely moving towards that. But our two main staple programs are definitely basketball, where we run the range of ages all the way from bitty basketball, where they're little itty bitty kids, all the way to preteens about 12 years old. And same thing with soccer.
And is it operating year round?
Yes. So we are operating year round. Our programs fluctuate based on what season it is. So in the summer, we have our leagues. So we not only run our soccer leagues in the summer, we also run a futsal league in the winter. So those are kind of our seasons in terms of leagues. And then in the off seasons, we do either camps, we do train and plays. And the train and play style is for kids who maybe aren't quite ready for the league play, right? They're throwing a kid into a game who's never played soccer before, right in the middle of it, may not always be the most beneficial to them, right? We've always heard those kids, and I admittedly one of them, who was thrown into the middle of a soccer game, never played in my life, and I just cried. Just admittedly being upfront. So we know those kids, and we definitely want to give them a space where we can pause the game and talk about what's going on and why do we do that? Because, to us, living in the soccer world, everything makes sense. But for a kid who's never stepped on the field, not everything is what it seems to be. So the train and play model has been a big success for basketball and soccer, where you can just stop the game and really take your time understanding, like, why are we doing these things? How does that affect the game? And then to the point where they're ready to get into the league. So then they have that confidence to go and be like, yeah, I know why we're doing a throw-in. I know why the goal kick is here. I know where I'm trying to stand because of this or positionally and stuff like that. So we do that as well as like those tiered levels. So we have one for kids just trying it out. And then we have levels where kids are a little bit more advanced. Maybe they've played in the league and now they're trying to refine some of those skills. So we have a bit of everything, but primarily we have our camps, leagues, and what we call train and play.
Well, very good. Thank you so much for kind of giving us the synopsis of what your club's doing. It sounds like the programming's changed quite a bit since we last shared the program together. For those who don't know, Zuhair was the co-host on the pilot episode, and I think a couple more of those very first ones. So glad to see that the club is kind of morphing into to what you wanted, and it sounds like you're really getting out of it, or what you're putting in, and reaching those goals of being an asset to your community. So congrats on that, and thank you so much for joining us here on We Are Soccer Central.
Yeah, thanks so much. And remember, if you're looking for a summer league this summer, LK St. Clair starts in June. So you can find us on social media, on Instagram or Facebook. So just look up LK space St. Clair and you'll be able to find us on there. Or just look us up at our website at lkstclair.soccer.
Thank you very much.
But thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much to my guest, Zuhair Issa from LK St. Clair. Kind of give us the ins and outs of MLS Go and the partnership with his club. Thank you so much. And thank you to you, listener, for tuning in to the program once again. Really do appreciate it. I'm glad to share as many perspectives from the world's game as possible here on this program. Thank you to the We Are Soccer crew, or the MSC core team. Still hanging around, and the best resource for soccer, whether you're a coach, player, or a fan, is We Are Soccer. Lots of high school soccer to take in, and there's unmatched coverage on the social media, so please give a follow and check out We Are Soccer across all social media platforms, and We Are Soccer on the YouTube for this program. The Sunday night review program with Craig Hearn and the boys, as well as some fun other videos as well. So until next time, everybody, please enjoy your soccer.